Walking across the active cell, that's the name for the place where the trash is buried, at the Dillingham landfill is like seeing the whole history of people's lives. Children's toys, SimCity DVDs, Powerade bottles, and old ratty shirts covered in oil stains are just part of what is visible. Being this early in the year means there is still quite a bit of snow on the ground, which buries a lot of the trash and keeps the smell down. It also made me wonder what else could be under there. What's the strangest thing you ever found out here?
That wouldn't be appropriate for the radio.
That was Dillingham Public Works Director Ken Morton. It is his job to handle the 3 million pounds of trash that arrive at the landfill annually. Morton talks me through the process of filling the cell with trash, most of which is burnt first in the incinerator.
This is our active cell. We are burying the ash from the incinerator operation, which you can see over there. And this is some of what came in that we were not able to run through the incinerator.
To contain the trash, the cell is surrounded by berms, or raised banks.
You can see the berms along the edge. We've been building that up over the winter in order to extend the life of this facility, of this cell.
Once the trash is dumped in the cell, it needs to be compacted down.
That's our compactor. It's actually a pretty heavy piece of equipment. We will run that over the waste once it's placed in order to pack it down. And then the fill that's right behind us, that is what we use for cover.
But the problem is, the cell is nearly full.
At this location here, I suspect we have another year of operational life.
So now Morton and his staff are planning on adding a new cell over summer.
We need to get that constructed and move our operation over there. This next cell is to have three phases and should last 45 years.
Morton then took me on a tour of the incinerator room.
The conveyor that you see that rotates here, you'd be surprised at how something will get jammed up and the system will quit rotating.
Basically, trash that is not properly sorted can make an already costly operation even more expensive and frustrating. While you might think something like a small piece of pipe in your trash won't do any harm, it can block the conveyor belt and cause big problems. But it is the everyday glass and cans and unsorted trash that create the biggest challenge.
Glass and metal creates problems operationally with the incinerator. It reduces its efficiency, requires us to embank more when it's down, and increases operation costs.
But compared to previous years, Morton believes the incinerator is doing its job.
If you could have seen what it looked like last summer compared to now, you'd be very impressed.
That is one way of looking at the incinerator, and Morton acknowledges that people around the community might have differing views on how the landfill spends its money. The incinerator is currently eating almost three times as much oil as originally planned. Despite this, Morton still thinks the incinerator is indispensable.
It costs about the same per year if we buried everything, instead of burning the incinerator and burying one third. The challenge, though, is the available space that we have goes away much, much quicker.
The problem of trash is not new, and rural communities have had to evolve their solutions to meet changing regulations. In 1996, the Department of Environmental Conservation banned the practice of open burning of general trash, which eventually led to the purchase of the incinerator in 2015. If the rules changed in 1996, why, you may ask, did it take until 2015 for Dillingham to purchase an incinerator? Here's Morton with the explanation.
Well, the rules changed in 1996.
Yeah.
And again, DEC, the regulatory agency that is focused on this, they worked on the larger landfills first. And as they brought those landfills into compliance, they stretched their gaze further out.
That meant that Dillingham fell within the DEC's gaze and had to fall in line. Dillingham City Manager Rose Loetta acknowledges the benefits of the changes.
Before, when I drive home, if it was calm and we were doing open burning, you'll see a blue flume just hovering in the air, which isn't good for the neighbors there.
The DEC also requires testing of the site.
We have to do methane testing. I can't remember what that costs. We were having to test the ash coming out of the incinerator, and that was a couple thousand a test a month. So we're looking easily at, between the permit fees and the testing requirements, close to 100,000 just to operate.
So far, the landfill is up and passing all of its required tests. But the costs keep mounting and the budget keeps shrinking. Make no mistake, the future of the landfill is a big and expensive issue. The projected operating budget for 2017 is $764,000, and according to a report issued by the city, the landfill operations are heavily subsidized by the city general fund. With the annual cost of running the incinerator touching six figures, and annual environmental testing along with waste production over lack of sorting, as well as the need for constant growth and development of the landfill, it is an issue that is not going away anytime soon.
First you separate glass and cans, but you don't have to separate plastic.
In Dillingham, I'm Lawrence Hamilton.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight, or you don't go out Friday night. Yaggity yak!
Don't go back.